Listen, the whole focus today is to let you know that even in the night season, you can make a sound. Did you hear that? Even in the night season, you can make a sound. I've come to show you what made it possible for Paul and Silas to sing in the prison. They didn't only pray. So write it down. Let me briefly share with you on what I tied to. Declaring a sound in the night time. Declaring a sound. Or in the night season. And the first thing I like to show to you is that night season is part of your day. Night season is part of the day. So look at the word of God, Genesis 8:22. While the heart remaineth, seed time and harvest. Don't forget, we are talking about harvest this year. Oh, you must understand this. Why the heart remain? Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And so you can't come to the day without going through the night. In fact, night precedes the day. I didn't know why, but I didn't, and not even science can change it. That it was the night that brings forth the day. So if you are in your night time, congratulations, the day comes. Somebody with me? If you are in your night time, things are hard, things are tough, there is darkness all around, then you should know the morning is coming. And so what you need to do is to ask yourself, what is the right attitude for me in this night time? Because if all you do in your night time is to cry, when the day comes, you will lose strength to do anything. You will have lost your strength to do anything. So the popular Psalm 30 verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but because there is a right perception in the night time, I can foresee joy. When is it coming, please? In the morning. And so because of the joy coming in the morning, I won't lose my strength in the nighttime. I will ensure I have right understanding of the present nighttime, the right perception of it, and what it is that I need to do. So what you have to do in the night time is make sure that you don't keep quiet. Is that all right? Don't keep quiet. Let me tell your neighbor, in the night time, don't keep quiet. What you have to do is to declare the joy that you want to see. So for Paul and Silas, can we go to the word of God? Acts of Apostles chapter 16. From verse 20, maybe we'll take it from verse 23. And listen, before we start to read from verse 23, don't forget that these men didn't do anything wrong to get this trouble.
In fact, the earlier part of this chapter said that God wanted to go to Satan. Holy Spirit forbid him. Holy Spirit will not allow him to go. And so he was careful enough to ensure that where he's going, that is where God has led. So in a night vision, he had a revelation of a place called Macedonia. He saw a man come to Macedonia, God, come and help us. And he perceived that is where God is leading. And that was where he went. But even when he went where God is leading, there was trouble. Listen, you don't have to do anything wrong for things to go wrong. At times, things just go wrong. Things go wrong because God wants to come in a mightier way. And that will be the story of somebody here. But did he do anything wrong? Find it. Come with him. The trouble was that what causes the trouble for him and Silas was that he casted out a demon that was bewitching the whole land out of a lady. That was all. And the people orchestrated something, an opera, and brought Paul and Silas into the prison. So let's read verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the sailor to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them in into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Look at me. When this man got into trouble, look at their attitude. No murmuring against God. Not regretting for their life. These are the mistakes we make. Please look at me. Night time is not a time to start murmuring. To start the blame game. Somebody is to be blamed for your predicament. No. That is not what you should do at the night time. What you should do at the night time is right attitude for your joy to come. And I want you to learn today how to sing in the night time. Many of us, all we know how to do in the night time is to pray. But for Paul and Silas, when they prayed, the Bible says they sang praises. Fire. Say with me, in the night time, I will sing. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well. Read my soul, it is well, it is well. Read my soul, read my soul, it is well, it is well, read my soul. I'm saying it is well, it is well, we say. Sing in my soul, it is well,
sing with my soul, with my soul.
At midnight, not the middle of the night, the very when the dark or the darkness is much thicker. If you have ever been through situation of sleeplessness, for one reason or the other, you couldn't sleep, not that you are praying. You know, when you are praying at night, you won't know where the time has gone. But when you are in trouble, you couldn't sleep. Or somebody is sick and you can't sleep. You are just rolling on the bed. And then by the time you roll from here, and then you roll here, you will have thought it is 2 hours. It is just 30 minutes. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? And you are like, hey, for what fucking need? Let this thing run fast. And then you go to toilet, you come back, and then you move up and down. And then you expect that the thing should have gone another 2 hours. And then you realize that it is only another 30 minutes or even 20 minutes. The thing is just getting slower. At midnight, Paul and Silas, they did not only pray, they had that praise. They sang. So all we are here to do is to learn to make a sound, declaring a sound in the next season. Let me show you a few more scriptures. Job 35 verse 10 says, but no one says, where is my God? Or where is my God, my maker? Who gives song? Please look at that. Who gives songs in the night? God gives songs in the night. May you hear the song of songs. God of, I mean, you, may you hear the song of God in the night. I said, may you hear the song of God in the night. I can't hear your resounding amen. You see, it is only the song of God that can give you joy in the night time. There are night times of life. You can't run away from it. I'm telling you the reality. You can't fast forward it. You can't fast track it. You just have to go through it. Is somebody listening to me? You just have to go through the night time. It's part of seasons of life. Night is part of the day. But I'm bringing to you today how to go through it the correct way. Downloading the song of God in the night. Look at this again. That Job 35 verse 10. I thought you were putting it on the screen. He said, but no one says, where is God, my maker? Who gives songs in the night? God gives songs in the night. God gives songs in the night. Psalm 119, verse 62. The scripture says, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because you are righteous. Your judgment is righteous. That is trusting God at midnight, rising to give thanks. Are you ready to give thanks in the night? Are you ready? Because that is all we are here to do today. That is all we are here to do. So that when the morning comes, because listen to this, everyone. Just as night time will surely come, so also the morning will break forth. Are you following me? Just as the night must come, eventually the day will break forth. But what you do in your night time or in the night season, how you go through the night season, will determine what you receive in the morning. So if you can understand that there is a song of God in the night time, in the morning, you will sing your song. You will dance your dance. And your joy will come. At midnight, Paul and Silas pray, and they sing praises unto God. And then what happened was that miracle. And when did that miracle happen? Still that same night. It happened in the night. And then in the morning, they were loosed. Read your Bible very well. At midnight, their stripes were washed. At midnight, food was set before them. And then in the morning, they were released. But if they have gone through the midnight the wrong way, listen, at mid in the morning, they will still be loose. Somebody's not following me. Are you following me? Because those who put them in the prison overnight and then announced that they should be released, they had no idea what happened at night. They had no idea of the earthquake. Of the prison, of the salvation of the jailer, they had no idea. They just kept them in there at night, and then in the morning they said, "Let them go." No idea, no prior knowledge. But for this man, when their joy, when the morning come, they had a greater joy, and they will have appreciated God the more. That, Father, thank you for helping us to understand the night season. So that the one that needed to be saved was saved. Listen, you never can tell the reason why God is allowing you to go through what you are going through now. But you see, there is a way God makes all things to work together for those that love them. This your nighttime is working for your good. Just walk with God. Just walk with God. Just walk with God. Let me give you one more scripture. Let me give you one more scripture. Psalm 42, verse 8. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night, his song shall be with me. You can see that God gives songs in the night. So in this night, I want you to sing. I want you to rejoice. I want you to celebrate. I want you to dance. I want you to trust God. In Genesis 32, 24, the Bible says, at night, Jacob was left alone. That's what happened in the night time. You are alone. But if you can take out, you'll you will break forth into greatness. Because Matthew 25 verse 6 says, at midnight, there was a cry. And that cry is saying, the bridegroom has come. As you sing in the nighttime, you will hear the sound of the bridegroom. It's going to come for you, for your deliverance, to settle you, to establish you, to help you, to help you, to help you, and bring you into your inheritance, and bring you into your harvest. Are you ready to sing in the night, in the nighttime? Are you ready to sing? Before I bring up the mistress of God, mistress of God that I sing, I would like you to sing your own song. Because surely not, but we are going to do everything right this night season. So that we are going to hear the sound. It's going to come this night season. We are going to hear the sound that he has come. Matthew 25 verse 6. We are going to hear the sound that he has come. The bridegroom comment. Help comment. The bridegroom comment. Help comment. I would like us to rise. Rise to your feet. And I want you to sing your song. In the night season. Sing your song. 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 Yeah, do ba la ba. Rakatura ba ya ba la ba.